the 190E came to mind because I was like, that's probably the coolest car I could buy for cheap. If I can do an Evo 2 kit, that would be the coolest car I could have for like 20 grand.
20? Okay.
That was my budget. So like 20 grand is my goal to build this car. Nothing like the Evo Evo.
When he says 20 grand, what are you guys' first thoughts? Honest opinion.
No way. It's never going to happen.
I'm curious to hear the breakdown of the budget, though.
Yeah. Look at for kits for 190 Evo 2. And I found Hedgehog and I was like, I called you actually when I was first looking. I remember on the phone with you and I was like, okay, you guys built Evo 2.
Mm-hmm.
What kit should I buy? And you basically told me, you were like, don't buy one. Like, you know, like it's terrible. None of them fit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe you guys make a kit. I can just buy your kit. And you told me it'll be like over a year before you even sell a kit. And I was like, well, I don't have that much time. I want this car done for like summer. So I went to Hedgehog. He's like, yeah, you can get a kit. It's going to be $4,000 US plus shipping. We unboxed the kit. It's terrible. Like there's holes everywhere.
No.
The fiberglass, they were like, this is probably the worst kit we've ever seen in our life. Like in real life with our own hands, it's just falling apart. I guess they had a manufacturing problem. Hedgehog ends up agreeing to send me new parts for the kit that I need. And then we just decided to fiberglass work the rest of the body kit, which took months. They've totaled the hours now. That was about $30,000 worth of work they did.